The government reported today that retail sales fell 0.6% last month, a sign that inflation and the credit crunch may be affecting consumer spending. Lots of retailers are already experiencing problems, among them one of the oldest, Sears. To bolster both its image and its bottom line, the company may soon be trying something new, selling its Sears brand products at other stores. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Sears has been around since the 1800s. That's when Richard Sears started a watch company. Alva Roebuck would join the business a year later, and by the middle of the 1900s, the mail-order business was a conglomerate. It still is, but Sears Holdings, the parent company of Sears and Kmart stores, is no longer number one in the retail world.
It's still profitable. Its margins are not what they once were or what they would like it to be, but it makes money.
Carol Levington is the director of research at the corporate bond analyst firm Gimme Credit. She's been tracking Sears for years.
Kind of the headline news about Sears is that the sales continue to be negative, quarter after quarter after quarter.
Like last month, when Sears reported its fourth quarter net income was 50% lower than a year ago. Blame competitors like Target, Lowe's, Walmart, and other stores that are luring customers away. Company officials also say the flailing economy really hurts a retailer like Sears, where appliances and housewares rule. Even so, at Sears' flagship store in Chicago on downtown State Street, there's a steady stream of shoppers like Lula Simmons, who take a look at the spring fashions in the store windows and then pass through the revolving doors. Simmons says she likes the store's moderate prices, and she and her husband buy
mostly appliances or lingerie. They have good quality things, and like I said, a moderate price store. So I'm on my way in now to get some lingerie.
Anna Linder and her mother were shopping for a swimsuit. Linder says Sears was the store when she was a kid.
I mean, that was where we got our clothes. Every back to school was we'd go to Sears to get our clothes. But I don't think my kids would ever step into a Sears now.
And Will Ander says that's the problem. A retail analyst with McMillan Doolittle, Ander says that's because Best Buy and other stores have what Sears has and often at better prices or in hipper surroundings. He describes Sears as pretty good.
Pretty good means they've got a good offering, good prices, not the best, good products, not the best. Somebody's better than them in everything. And so pretty good means you're second best, and second or third best today in retail is almost a certain disaster.
Edward Lampert, chairman of Sears Holdings, recently compared Sears to the New York Giants, who didn't have a great midseason but won the Super Bowl anyway. On the website, there are commercials that tout the company's offense and its defense, the brand names that belong to Sears.
Kenmore presents the next generation of dishwashers.
In a recent letter to investors, Lampert calls Kenmore, DieHard, Craftsman, and Land's End some of the company's most important resources. Lampert says since most of those brands are only sold in Sears, access is limited. He says Sears must be prepared to supply its products and services when and where customers want. But that's a double-edged sword. If Sears sells its brands elsewhere, it may be good news for the products, but shoppers may have little reason to travel to Sears stores. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.